Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Bankers Title, which salutes the strong efforts of our military personnel. Bankers Title thanks you for your service and wants to now serve your real estate settlement needs. Working with all lenders, purchasing or refinancing, look for their number at HunterAtSunrise.com. Bankers Title, integrity, security, excellence. And with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just click on their ad on HunterAtSunrise.com. And last but not least, Sonoqual Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you are missing that last element to support your vision, Sonoqual can help you find it. And joining us here today, for the very first time, Mr. Jim Bullitt. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on over and setting up in the studio. And Joe Talley is in our control room helping us with the audio. What would you like to play first?
I'm going to play, I was thinking about this. I have three types of songs I typically write. I write topical songs.
Okay.
I write personal songs.
Okay.
And I write just sort of out there songs. So
okay.
I'm going to do one of each. And the first one will be my topical song.
Excellent. This is Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise.
This song was written about the time that the COVID-19 lockdown started. So.
Okay.
I tried to write a song about humanity's impending doom. Couldn't seem to find the words to say, and it would only add to what's become an all-pervading gloom, and who would want to hear it anyway? But I can sing about the sunshine, I can be thankful for the rain, and we can sing for one another, help the world get right again. I tried to write a song about our planet's existential dread, maybe bring some hope for better times, with wildfires, floods, and hurricanes, and who knows what else lies ahead. Can I hope to do with simple rhymes? But I can sing about the sunshine, I can be thankful for the rain, and we can sing for one another and help the world get right again. The world's a complicated place. It's easy to feel lost with all there is to think about. It's the ones we love that matter most. I tried to write a song about this virus that's invaded us, this unseen enemy that we all fear. At times like this, instinctively, we want to draw together, but the doctors tell us not to get too near. But we can sing about the sunshine, we can be thankful for the rain, and we can sing for one another and help the world get right again. Forgiveness. Let's sing of kindness for kindness' sake. Let's try to lift up one another because we are the world.
Yes.
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise. I think I've never heard the word existential said in a song before.
I was an English teacher, so I tend to be literary in my lyrics. So.
Yeah. Well, you have been a teacher for many years, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes. I taught high school English for 30 years in the Kempsville School District. I taught first at the middle school level and then high school for about 20 years.
When did you start writing songs?
I actually started writing songs probably in college, but they came very, very few and far between. I think I put out an album when I was 30 years old, writing with songs about experiences, you know, having a first child and losing a parent and things like that, called A Family Album. And then I went another almost 20 years before writing anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this past year has just been phenomenal. Since the lockdown, I've written 25 songs.
Wow.
Yeah. And so this just opened this wellspring. You know, a lot of it was just retiring. I retired from full-time teaching a few
right.
years back, and that opened up some time. But it's just been this wellspring that's flowed in since all the time of isolation.
So you think it's kind of the subject matter has just
that's
presented
part of it.
Itself.
Definitely, definitely. But just the time, too. The time to take an idea, you know, because I'm always kind of looking for an idea to write about.
Mm-hmm.
And very often I'll dismiss them. But, you know, with all this time in my hands, I'll sort of say, well, let me play with that. And also, I guess, taking myself more seriously as a songwriter over the past few years, I've decided, well, I can do this. I'm going to just go after this one, you know.
Ah, interesting.
So,
are you originally from here?
I grew up in Bethesda, Maryland.
Okay.
And I went to school in North Carolina. And when I was looking for a teaching job, this was the only spot in between.
Oh, really?
That was hiring teachers back then. It was 1982 and the middle of a recession, and most school systems were laying people off. So
that's where you went to college in North Carolina?
I went to Duke. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good school.
Yeah, it was. I was very blessed to have the opportunity to go there. So Virginia Beach being a growing community, that's where I settled and been there ever since. So.
Yeah. Do you get to play out much during this pandemic?
No, I have been lucky. I had a weekly gig at the Why Not Pizza out in Lansdowne Commons back last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they opened up for live entertainment again, they hired me back. So I did do that this summer, I guess, in July and August.
Mm-hmm. You're thinking about putting out a record?
I am working on my third CD right now. I've already released a couple singles, one of which I'm about to play. So.
Yeah. We played one last weekend. Is that what you were getting ready to play?
That's the one. Yes, I'm going to play that one.
Excellent.
Excellent.
We're talking with Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise. Go ahead with your next song.
All right,
then.
Thank you. Yeah, this one is called Ghosts. This is my personal song. I think a lot of us have experienced loss this year. In particular, I lost a dear friend who was the drummer for my band. He was only 19, and he died suddenly and tragically back in circumstances that I don't want to get into.
That's quite all right.
But
sure.
Yeah, it's
he's young,
very young, and he was such a sweet natured kid. You know,
yeah.
It's hard to imagine that such a thing could happen. But I wrote another song about him that's explicitly about him. This is just one that I think was prompted by that thought of loss and how we deal with loss.
Wow.
And so it's called Ghosts.
Here's Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Shadows on the ground, dancing in the wind. Shadows in my mind, chasing me again. I see your as if you were right here. I know you're gone, but but it feels like you're still near. Go. Church bells ringing from a distant spire, echoes clinging to these walls, sounds of music in my memory, filling up these empty halls. I hear your voice, just as as yesterday. I know you're not there, but I hear you anyway. Ghost, only ghost. Ghosts are just memories that we won't let go. Ghosts only haunt us until we know. I want to hold on to these ghosts. They bring me comfort in the night. I want to hold on to these ghosts. Out of darkness they bring light.
Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise. You may hear other clapping. That's because Joe's daughter is over here with her friend, and we really appreciate them applauding.
Yes,
here.
Yes, I do. In particular, I appreciate that.
maybe we should give a shout out to some of the production on that particular song that we played
on the show, the version that you played last week has guitar work by Larry Bearwald.
Yeah,
and the production's by Zach Motes, son of Roy Motes.
Yes.
He's a fabulous musician and sort of visionary. So I give him a lot of free rein. He suggests things, and we say, yeah, let's go with that. So, you know, he added drums. He added a lot of keyboards. I think we have cello in there. So our friend from church, Zachary Motes. Sorry, yeah. Zachary Bowles played the cello on it, so it's the idea. When I go into the studio, I generally want to realize a bigger vision for the song. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm generally happy with the songs the way I've written them, but if I'm going to put it on record, I want to do something a little bit more to make it bigger and more exciting. So.
Well, Zach sent me that song, and I said, man, this is going to fit right in with my show.
Right, that was right for Halloween.
And it did. It fit very well into the show. Zach, by the way, also has a band called the Dharma Initiative.
Right.
We should mention that.
Oh, yeah.
That band.
Phenomenally talented guy.
Excellent, excellent producer and musician and singer. But, you know, I have to ask you about the guitar.
Yeah.
The guitar is featured very prominently on our website right now, and it's also all over our Facebook page. So why don't you explain to me the guitar?
I would be happy to, yes. This jester figure is from a painting by a good friend of mine, Martha Wilson, who she's a commercial artist, and she goes to my church. And so I put out an album a few years ago called Proof Rocks Blues, and I was looking for a cover. And I saw this jester, and I thought, that's the guy. That's the character I'm writing about. And so I asked her if I could use it for the cover. We got another graphic artist to work with the design, and so that became the CD cover. But one Sunday at church, she just looked at my guitar and said, you know what, I've never painted a guitar before. I think I'd like to try that. Can I do that?
Oh, wow.
And I suggested, well, yeah, paint the stuff from, you know, from that cover. So this is basically the CD cover on the guitar. And she painted it directly on the surface. It's, I guess they're oil paints. Well, they must not be oil, because I think that would be, they are some kind of water-based paints. But it's been on here almost 5 years, and the only place that there's wear is right where my arm rests up here on one of these clouds.
Well, it's very intricate stuff. Oh, yeah, she's up there at the top of the guitar as well.
Yeah, we have the sun, we have the moon, and we have the jester. I guess I like to think of myself a little bit as the jester figure.
Oh, yeah?
He's very, well, kind of a fool.
Really?
I've never taken myself that seriously. So
okay. Well, I don't know if anyone should, but what else would you like to play for us here?
Well, that's speaking of the fool. This is probably my most popular song, and I was a little bit reluctant to play just because of that everybody who knows me has probably heard it. But the version that I've released is a Zach production with lots of effects. It's got strings, it's got flutes, and so on. So yeah. I figured I'd like to do just the acoustic version. It's a song I wrote a few years back. It's the third category of songs, just because I think I wrote it. I just got an idea from a poster my son had given me for Christmas that year of ways that your cat is trying to kill you.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, oh, that's a song, you know. And so I just...
They are diabolical.
Oh, yeah. And I have cats myself, and I love my cats, but, you know, they're very mysterious. You never really know what's going on in their heads. So I thought this would be a great song. And so this is it. It's called Catastrophic Thinking.
Here's Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Your cats are trying to kill you. They tirelessly plot your demise. You think that they're playing, but it's practice for slaying you some night just as you close your eyes. You feed them, you pet them, you groom them. You buy them the treats that they like. You think that they're purring, but they're really conferring, deciding the best time to strike. You can believe that they're innocent, but you're sure to be caught unawares. Trust me, it's surely no accident that they sleep at the top of your stairs. Your cats are intending to off you, as onto your bedspread they creep. You think that they're dreaming, but really they're scheming to asphyxiate you in your sleep. You tell others that they adore you, from whiskers to dainty white paws. But I've got some news for you, they'd just as soon gore you or slash you with their vicious claws. You can believe you're their favorite, that they need you to see to their care. But cats are quite independent, and they'll dine on your carcass, I swear. Your cats are determined to end you, so I hope that you'll heed my advice. Escape while you can before they hatch their plan, or you'll wind up like so many mice.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I always knew they were plotting.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's...
Maybe that's why I'm more of a dog person.
Well, not my cats have never actually tried to kill me, but I'm always suspicious.
Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise. I really appreciate you doing this today.
I'm thrilled to do it. Thank you so much.
Didn't I tell you it goes by really quick, and it has gone by really quick.
That's phenomenal. It's like, it was a real pleasure.
Well, I really appreciate you doing it, and I really wish you luck with all these 25 songs you got. You have to put something out.
Yeah,
right?
it's gonna come out. It's just a matter of whether it's going to be a single or a double album, I think, at this point. So.
Right. Do you have a place where people can go see you? Is it the Why Not Pizza, or is there some other place?
Right now, I'm not playing out any place. Okay. I do have a website where I post a lot of my videos, and I do perform weekly at the Carl Wern's Open Mic, Carl's Community
right.
Open Mic on Facebook. I've done some other Facebook Live shows and so on. But yeah, my website, which is Jim Bullitt. If you just look up J.R. Bullitt musician, I think on Google, you can find it. It's a Wix website. So.
Okay. Well, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise.